Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I heard people screaming they're shooting.
Yes.
And that's when I began to run.
Breaking news right now at 6 a.m. Three people are dead. Five others are in critical condition after a mass shooting on the campus of Michigan State University. New information we learned in just the past few hours about the man who pulled the trigger.
And it's colder this morning than it was yesterday, but I'll show you why we're still looking at a very warm afternoon. And it's Valentine's Day. That means a very busy day at the flower shop. This is a live look at Carrie Florist, where the doors are just about to open. They are in for a very busy day on this Valentine's Day. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine here on our Tuesday. And I'm telling I have nothing but love for this weather that
Me
we
too.
Have had lately. No doubt about it. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a sweetheart of a deal with this forecast.
Yeah, we were in the upper 60s yesterday. We're going to be close to 70 today, but it is a little bit cooler this morning. Our skies are nice and clear. That allowed a lot of that daytime heating to escape into the atmosphere overnight. And we are now looking at 32 degrees in Roxboro and in Southern Pines. We're in the upper 30s for Durham, Raleigh, and Fayetteville, as well as Goldsboro. 46 in Rocky Mount. That's been our warm spot so far this morning because South Hill just dropped to 35. So significantly cooler in most places, anywhere from 5 to about 7 degrees cooler, except over there at Rocky Mount, where it's actually a little bit warmer. Is it going to be warm enough to eat outside Valentine's Day? Lots of folks planning to head out for dinner at 5 o'clock, 63, at 6 o'clock, 59, and at 7 o'clock, 57. So it might be a little cool for sitting outside, unless you can find yourself a seat by one of those heaters. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon, though. Lunchtime, 60, will climb to almost 70 degrees by later this afternoon. Today stays dry, and so does tomorrow. But Thursday night and Friday, we're in for some showers. I'll show you the timeline. Happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. It is now 6:01. So far, so good, as we take a live look at West Durham. This is the Durham Freeway, 147, out at Hillendale Road. Both directions looking fine, not picking up any delays on 147 or 885 as you head down toward I-40. Just check with Raleigh 911. Still looking good around the Triangle area with no crashes reported in Wake County, and they have reopened 40 eastbound heading through Garner. Those overnight construction closures are now gone and traffic's flowing freely all the way into Johnston County.
We are following some breaking news out of Michigan, where you were looking live at East Lansing this morning. At 1:30, police identify the suspect in a mass shooting at Michigan State University as a 43-year-old man. Police also say that man died after shooting himself, and he had no affiliation with the school. Here's what else we've learned in just the past few hours. Three people are dead. Five others are in critical condition this morning. The shootings took place at a residence hall on campus and in the student union. There will be no campus-related activities for the next 2 days. Students described their terror as the situation unfolded.
It's terrifying, man. It really is. We don't know what to do at all. We're just listening to the police scanners, hoping for the best.
You never think it's going to happen until it actually happens. You know, you think you're safe. And then we all thought we were safe on the second floor in the cafeteria, but obviously we weren't. We were told to evacuate. We all ran out. It was terrifying. It's pretty scary.
It's just so scary. Authorities released these surveillance images of the suspected shooter. They don't know what his reason would be to do this. We are expecting another update from officials there at 8 o'clock this morning. And here's a timeline of what happened. The first shots fired call came from the residence hall shortly after 8 p.m. And just after 11:30, police confirmed that three people were dead. At 12:15, police confirmed the suspect was dead.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, reaction to that mass shooting continued to pour in this morning. We just pulled these down from Twitter. Former student posting just within the last 3 minutes. MSU has always been a special place to me, and this mass shooting has hit home for me. I always felt safe at MSU no matter where I went, and it's unfortunate that now that sense of safety no longer exists for the students who currently attend MSU. And this just in the last 5 minutes, a reporter posting after hours of pure fear for so many Michigan State students and families. Police say the campus is now clear and secure. Just some of the reaction coming in this morning following that mass shooting at MSU.
Ken, thanks. And news of this latest mass shooting comes very near the five-year mark of the Parkland mass shooting in Florida. It was 5 years ago today. 17 people died when a shooter opened fire at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. The gunman was Nicholas Cruz. He was sentenced to life in prison in November of last year.
Today, officials with Chapel Hill Carborough Schools plan to address something that's impacting districts across North Carolina, a shortage of school bus drivers. The CHCCS administration is expected to recommend raising the minimum wage of new bus drivers to $20 an hour. Currently, bus drivers in the county make $16.62 an hour. In Wake County, the hourly wage is $17.20 an hour. And in Durham, bus drivers make $18.13. Both Durham and Wake counties did see wage increases in the last 2 years. The meeting will happen tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll update you if any decisions are made.
Today, we'll get a better idea of whether inflation is cooling off. The Consumer Price Index will show how much we all spent on things like gas and groceries last month. For months now, data has shown inflation is cooling off, but some economists think today's report could show it's back on the rise. The Federal Reserve will likely use today's report as an indicator of whether to keep raising interest rates. That report is due out at 8:30. And this report comes as people are expected to spend a record amount on Valentine's Day this year. WRL's Naya Harden joins us from the Cary Florist this morning, where the doors just opened there. Naya, they must be expecting a huge, busy day today.
They are. They opened at 6 o'clock this morning, so just a few minutes ago the doors opened, and they usually open at 9 o'clock in the morning. So that just gives you an idea of how they're planning to be so busy already right now. They are getting things prepared. Look at all these beautiful arrangements that you see here. The florist says orders started coming in at the beginning of December. Between their two stores, they have more than 500 orders going out today. That's up from last year. And to keep prices affordable and avoid inflation, they ordered all of their supplies last year. The shop expects a lot of last-minute customers, too, and says they will be ready for them.
I think everybody has a little bit of procrastination in them, and Valentine's Day definitely shows it for some, not for everybody, but we are prepared for them, and we've filled our coolers. They're going to stay full for the rest of the day into the night, and whatever they need, we'll try and get them.
And another thing Cary Florist saw more of was online sales. And if you're wondering what people like other than the usual roses, well, they said they have received a lot of orders for tropical arrangements this year. Naya Harden, WREL News in Cary.
A massive fire at a salvage site in Wayne County continues to burn this morning. This was the scene last night at the National Salvage and Service Corporation in Dudley. Firefighters have been there since Saturday. Fortunately, authorities say no one was hurt and the fire did not damage homes or businesses nearby. The fire is contained, however, expect to see smoke for the next few days.
Today, a newly formed group in the Sandhills is standing up to hate. The Sandhills Coalition for Peace, Love, and Justice is hosting an event today called Taking Back the Bridge. It starts at 10 this morning right near the bridge over U.S. 1 in the town of Vass, where someone hung an anti-Semitic banner on the first day of Hanukkah. Another hateful message flew on another bridge in Moore County on Christmas morning. The group says it will honor the town of Vass today for its proclamation to denounce hate in all forms. We also now know that just 2 days before two Hillside High School students were shot near campus, a school resource officer found a gun in a backpack. The school's principal sent that information out to parents. One of the students who was shot died. WRL spoke with Karen Haldeman, who has a student in a high school in Durham. She is also an activist working to decrease gun violence. She says to stop the violence, more attention needs to be paid to the mental health of students.
We have so little resources that we have devoted to mental health care and counselors in our schools that it is outrageous that we could spend all this money on all of these other things, and yet we sit here knowing our children are in crisis.
The drama students at Hillside High School will put on a play this Friday called State of Urgency. It's a call to action to stop gun violence.
New video this morning from Turkey shows the moment the 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit the area last week. You see that building come down there. Look at this. Just before dawn last Monday, the ground began to shake violently, causing multiple buildings to just collapse. Security footage released by a police department shows buildings shaking, some falling down within seconds. This is the deadliest quake in Turkey since 1939. Officials say they will investigate the collapses. So far, over 100 people have been detained.
New this morning, we are hearing from our nation's transportation secretary as concerns grow about the fallout from the massive train derailment on the border of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Late last night, Pete Buttigieg tweeted that he remains concerned about the families who are affected by this and said the EPA is keeping an eye on air quality. People in that area say they still smell those chemicals in the area more than a week after the train derailed. A report this week found more toxic chemicals were released into the air and soil than previously thought. Buttigieg says EPA screening has found no chemicals of concern in any homes so far.
Coming up, concerning new data about depression and suicidal thoughts among teenage girls. What experts say young people can do to help address the problem. Plus,
your friend with my doctor.
A woman goes into labor at her child's school and a teacher rushes in to help. Their amazing story of being in the right place at the right time.
We're in the right place for some nice weather. Temperature this Valentine's Day at almost 70. Several more days in the 70s, but we will wrap up the work week with some rain. I'll show you the timeline for Friday's showers coming up. Six 13, clear skies, but chilly temperatures. Right now it's 39 in Durham, 42 in Goldsboro, where you can just see just a little bit of daylight starting to show there on the horizon. But it just dropped to 29 in Sanford. So depending on where you are, a winter coat would feel pretty comfortable this morning. You'll definitely want to shed it by lunchtime as we climb on up into the 60s. But looking at, again, a wide range in our temperatures this morning, looking at lunchtime temperature around 60. If you're exercising this morning, you probably are going to need your winter gear, but you won't need it this afternoon. At 5 o'clock, 63, and at 6 o'clock, 59 degrees. We'll be nice and dry for the next couple of days, and our temperatures continue to warm up nicely. But by Thursday night and Friday, we have some rain in our forecast, and I'll walk through the timeline for you coming up. Brian?
It is just about 6:14 now. Noticing some delays starting to build on 40 westbound around the Business 70 interchange, not around the Clayton bypass. And typically that means there's some sort of an incident out there leading to those backups. We're going to get some more details about that. Have another update for you in about 10 minutes. Right now, as we take a look at your approaches into Durham, all clear. Coming in from Chapel Hill and 40 eastbound, no delays all the way out toward 885. And southbound 501 as you head in from Infinity Road toward I-85, also delay-free, Michelle.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks, Brian. Experts are weighing in on a new CDC report showing depression and suicidal thoughts are skyrocketing in young women. Nearly 60% of teenage girls surveyed last fall say they've had persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness. That's compared to 29% of teen boys. About 30% of girls said they consider taking their own life. For boys, it was 14%. Nearly one in five girls reported sexual violence. A clinical psychologist at UNC tells WREL cognitive behavioral therapy can be a big help for teens.
Really helping people kind of generate more helpful, more adaptive ways of thinking and shifting their behavior into ways of coping and engaging in their surroundings that are that can be healthier.
She says another option is talking about feelings with a trusted adult. Other experts say there needs to be more emphasis on mental health for teens. And help is available for anyone who needs it anytime. You can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That number is on your screen. It's 988. Or you can go to WREL.com/get help.
A Nash County community is remembering the life of a man who was killed near the Cummins engine plant. A crowd of more than 100 people gathered last night to say goodbye to Quentin McNair. Investigators say he was shot and killed by a coworker after an argument last Tuesday. McNair's mother and sister said the support they've received since means everything.
I didn't realize how many people that my son touched. And it's just give me great joy. Give me great joy.
Love all your people while you can. This was so unexpected at only 27.
The other co-worker who was also hurt in that shooting was taken to the hospital in critical condition. The sheriff's office has not said if charges are pending.
As prosecutors prepare to rest their case in the murder trial of disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdoch, new body cam video is revealing more about the night of the killings. Jurors got a first look at the clip yesterday showing Murdoch talking with police back in 2021.
I went to the house and they weren't home, which was odd. I tried to call.
Okay.
And then I knew they had been down here before I left to go to my mom's.
Okay.
And so that is loaded.
Okay.
You might want to unload it. Well, they are dead, aren't they?
Yes, sir. That's what it looks like.
Two jurors were dismissed yesterday after testing positive for COVID. The defense is expected to start sharing its case as early as tomorrow.
A mother who delivered a baby at her daughter's school is thankful for the actions of a quick-thinking teacher. Lauren Carcamo was at her daughter's school in Dallas when she went into labor. Coming up this morning on Today, the incredible story of how fifth grade teacher Maria Perez stepped in to save the day and help Carcamo deliver her baby in the school nurse's office.
I feel like I was with a real friend, with my doctor. Mm-hmm. So when she started talking to me, the scary part just went away.
Well, both the women will sit down this morning on Today to share the story of this amazing adventure together. And get this, this isn't even the first time Perez has stepped in to deliver a baby. You can catch this story on Today at 7 right here on WRAL.
Clearly, she was in the right place.
Yeah,
wow.
With experience.
I know, and that baby is just so adorable. So looking forward to that story. All right, let's turn over to weather meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with a nice Valentine's Day forecast. A little chilly now, Elizabeth, but it's going to warm up nicely.
You'll probably want your winter coat depending on where you are. I definitely was happy in mine this morning, but it's going to be a gorgeous day. You can see a live look at Goldsboro. You can see just a little hint of the sunrise there. Our skies are completely clear in Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, and in Chapel Hill and all across the entire viewing area. Our view from Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant this morning. High and dry today and tomorrow. This high pressure system building in, bringing dry conditions, but you can see some showers back to the west. There could be a quick sprinkle overnight tonight, but for the most part, we are dry until Thursday night and into the first half of the day on Friday. So enjoy the beautiful weather that we'll see for the next few days. This morning, we're looking at quiet conditions. This is, of course, a look at 6 p.m., and we'll roll that forward. And there may be a few clouds that develop this evening, an overnight sprinkle. Most of us won't see that, but I just thought it was worth showing it to you. Wednesday is a little cloudier, but not much. We'll see partly cloudy skies on Wednesday, and our temperatures continue to warm with a strong flow coming up out of the south. Our next front arrives on Thursday. This is Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We're still nice and dry in the morning. As a matter of fact, we're dry in the evening as well. This is 5 o'clock. So Thursday is going to be warm, and right now it looks like it'll be dry. Right around midnight, we begin to see the rain moving through, and at 7 a.m., it's going to be wet. So a messy commute for us. But the big question is, how quickly does this rain move out? Right around lunchtime, we're starting to see it pull out of the triangle, and by mid to late afternoon, it's pulling out of our eastern counties. And that's important because we have some big events in downtown Raleigh on Friday. We'll talk more about that in just a second. Let's talk about our severe weather threat. For tomorrow, it's back across parts of the Midwest and the lower Mississippi Valley. Then a good chunk of the country is in a level 2 risk for Thursday. But watch what happens with our storm energy. And the darker these colors are, the more into the green it is. We'll have a better chance of strong to severe thunderstorms. But look what happens. That never makes it over the Appalachians, never makes it over the mountains. So we don't have a serious risk of severe storms on Friday with this storm. What we do have is some showers in the morning that should be tapering off closer to lunchtime. Hurricanes Fan Fest is Friday. They're going to have music, so many fun things. You can take your picture with the Stanley Cup, and it looks like we'll see some nice drying through the afternoon. And then the big event, the big game out there at Carter-Finley Stadium outside, temperatures are going to be chilly. You're going to be happy in a coat. At puck drop, temperatures will be in the low 40s. And it'll be nice and dry and clear as well. After that, we start a nice warm up. We're back to 70 again on Monday, Brian.
It is just about 6:21 right now. We've been watching those delays on 40 westbound heading into Garner. With our last update, we noticed that it was backing up right around the 70 business interchange. As we zoom in there, you can see that it now looks like it's mostly confined to the Clayton bypass area. So this is looking more like just the typical congestion. So we take a look at that camera at 40 at White Oak Road. Looks clear there. Just check with our partners at Waze. Not seeing any incidents creating these delays as you come in from Johnston County, but you can see it's about a 4-minute backup around the Clayton bypass on 40 westbound. So allow that extra time. Once you get through that, it looks fine through the rest of Raleigh and around the rest of the triangle right now. Our major routes are all clear.
Thanks, Brian. Lawmakers will get their first briefings today on the series of unidentified objects shot down by U.S. military. The plan in Washington as the White House sharpens its focus on the skies.
And time is running out in the search for survivors after last week's earthquake in Turkey and Syria. But there are still some miraculous rescues happening 8 days after that earthquake.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
So what do you do after you win the Super Bowl? I'm going to Disneyland. Of course, they all do it.
I know. Brian Schrader's here now with What's Trending, Brian.
And this year's no different. Disney rolled out the red carpet for Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He was the guest of honor for a parade celebrating his team's win and his MVP award. He posted these pictures last night, including a family photo with his wife Brittany and their children Sterling and Patrick III, whom they call Bronze.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know
so cute.
That picture of that little boy is the first time he has been presented to the world? He
was
born in November.
Say.
Yeah, nobody has seen his face.
Aww.
Now we've seen him.
He's adorable. Yeah, we've seen Sterling.
Right.
But we haven't seen Bronze.
Now we have. I don't know what other precious metals they can come up with. I don't know.
Bronze. Of course, today is Valentine's Day, but don't forget Galentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Parks and Rec stars Rashida Jones, Aubrey Plaza, Amy Poehler, and Katherine Hahn shared this photo of their annual get-together yesterday. Galentine's Day is a holiday created on Parks and Rec to celebrate the power of female friendship.
I love this. I have friends who do this every year. You get your best gal pals together. You pop some champagne, eat some chocolate-covered strawberries, and you have a good time.
You know what else
like
has
it.
Become tradition on Valentine's Day that
what?
We do every year? We wish Brian
yes,
happy birthday on
Valentine's
Day. He's America's sweetheart.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. There is nothing I love more than empty calories.
Calories don't count on your birthday.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you very, very much.
Well, do share.
Yes.
Oh, nope. No danger of me hogging all this. Thank
Our
you.
Our news continues while we do this.
Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools is looking at a new approach to address bus driver shortages here in the district. Right now, we're live in Chapel Hill with the next steps they could be taking today.
And a live look right now, East Lansing, Michigan, the campus of Michigan State University. No classes there today. A shooter killed 3 people, left 5 others in critical condition last night. After the break, new information we're learning about that suspected shooter.